America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and this is Steve Taylor's Last Days News. Good afternoon, Frady. How are you doing today, sir?
I am good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we got a great program today that we wanted to always start off this program with prayers. Let's start off that, and then we'll tell you about some announcements that we have for you and the sponsor and things of that nature. So, Father, we love you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord, that you bestowed upon us through the death of your Son. I pray, Lord, that we would just walk in that today, would be established in that. Father, we would share that with others. And Lord, we pray, Father, that you would just have your way and your will in this program. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, folks. Well, God bless you. And again, it is, I guess it is, what is it, Tuesday, May the 10th, 2022, in the year of our Lord. And so that I guess we're not even on the program yet. So here we go. Now we're on the program. Okay, so the bottom line is we got to pay some bills before we start. We got to let you know who's sponsoring this program. This is the Alliance Legal Group sponsoring Last Days News, and this is part of the Faith and Freedom Network. And we welcome your phone calls by you calling in. That the phone number is 757-488-5288.
757-488-5299 to call in.
5299, yeah, 488-5299. I need to write that down.
And we already have Tony on the line.
Okay, great. 488-5299. We welcome your phone calls, and that way that you can call in and be part of the program. Tony, how are you doing today, sir?
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Let me just let people know who sponsors this program. It's the Alliance Legal Group. I'm the president and CEO of the Alliance Legal Group. We've been doing this for about since 1990, individually 1995 as Steve Taylor Law Office or the Alliance Legal Group. We do about, close to 20% of the Hampton Roads Southside bankruptcy cases filed out here on a monthly basis. And we'd like to help you if you would need to have some of that kind of help. And there's more and more need of that kind of help all the time with the Comrade Joe handling the economy the way that he's doing it. He's doing just a bang up job of putting people in bankruptcy. And so that if that's you and you need some help, then please give us a call and we would love to help you. But better yet, go to www.debtfreeva.com, DebtFreeVa.com, and we're glad to help you there. We have a chat box where you can jump on and speak to a chat assistant. So they'll try to put you on directly with me. If not, then they'll set you up an appointment with me or one of the attorneys, have a free consultation, be able to help you figure out whether or not bankruptcy is right for you or whether or not there's any kind of legal services that that you need that we might be able to help you with. And again, it's always free. It's always attorney driven. It's always something that we do because we want to help you, that we're a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve your legal and spiritual needs, and that we'd love to help you today. And so if that's you, then please contact us. Again, www.debtfreeva.com, or you can call into the program today if you hear something or want to speak about something we're talking about at 757-488-5299. With that all being said, a good afternoon, or actually maybe good morning from Arizona, from Virginia, yeah, to Arizona. How are you doing today, Tony?
Pretty good. I'm in transit right now. We're driving down from Prescott to Phoenix to go to a doctor's appointment. So I'm doing the show on the road. It's a nice day. You'd never believe it is as crazy as it is in the world by looking at what we're driving down right now. Except where it's deadly. I miss all your trees.
Yeah, that's when you're. I used to live in Phoenix until I was 20. I went to law school So 18 to 22, about when I was 22, I left there. And then, you know, I drove back here. And, you know, as you start going through Oklahoma, you start recognizing, you know, things are not all dead. And, you know, by the time you certainly get past Oklahoma into what's the next state after Oklahoma? Maybe Tennessee now. It's probably Oklahoma. I'm not sure, going down 40 would, you know, Route 66. But anyhow, you start coming. Maybe that's Texas. No, it goes Texas, Oklahoma, and then you definitely, huh?
Nebraska? Ohio, Nebraska?
No. It's way lower than that. But anyhow, that you're right. That it's nice being in a green environment. That the I love Phoenix, but I didn't like the heat, and I didn't like the fact that I didn't see anything green for 22 years of my life. Or actually, I got out there when I was five, so about 17 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So a lot of things to talk about today, that the world's falling apart and it has been falling apart for a couple of years, but God's in control. I like that song by who is it? The Christian band that says, you know, your world's not falling apart, it's falling in place.
Yeah.
And that seems to be what's happening. Tell me some of the things you're thinking about, some of the issues, Tony.
Well, the main issue I keep saying over and over and over is there's a two-tier system. Right now, they're trying to influence the judges with violence, intimidation, protests, threats. And there's a law on the books that's a federal, and each state has a copy of it, saying if you try to influence judges, you're immediately arrested. But no one's even talking about it. No one's even doing it. You're seeing the same exact thing happen right now you saw during the election. They get to do whatever they want. And we just sit back and take it, and I think that's the wrong approach. I'm not saying violence, but you got to start holding people accountable to the legal authority that should be in place. And I think the Lord's starting to stir people's hearts. Are you really tired of this yet? And they're saying, yes, well, start standing up for righteousness. Start standing up for what's right and true and noble.
Yeah, so that the... you must be talking about the Psaki sort of episode that happened the other day, and that I think it was Ducey from Fox said, you know, what's President Joe's you know, feeling on, you know, the protesters protesting outside of the Supreme Court justices' residences, you know, protest, and you know, so, you know, Little Red Riding Hood said something like, and she's not going to be there very long, so you know, we get somebody else to point at and ridicule in the office of the press secretary, which is it's kind of like the secondary ministry of truth, you know, after the one they just created. And she said something to the effect, well, you know, Joe, I didn't say Joe, it says President Biden, you know, he understands, you know, he understands you know, the concern that these baby killers, he didn't say baby killers, he said these, I don't know what they call them, you know, these protesters have, and that so we want peaceful protests, but yeah, you know, it's basically it's all good by him. He didn't say that, but you know, that's kind of what the inference was. And so McClaney, you know, I guess she was the press secretary from the Trump administration. She was on, I'm not sure which program she was on, maybe it was Fox. She says, well, that's well and good, you know, for Psaki to say that. But, you know, that I can tell you what the official position for the president is, or at least should be. There's a federal law in the book saying that if you go out and protest in front of a Congress or Senate or, you know, Justice House with the intent to get them to change a decision or to protest against the decision they made, it's punishable by 1 year in jail. And so that's a position that they should have. And of course, you know, after, you know, that started coming out quite a bit, like you said, that basically it's a violation of a law, and started getting a little bit of pushback, then sure enough, Psaki came on and said, oh yeah, well, you know, I think he doesn't like those people coming out. And of course, Congress now has made some feeble effort on passing some either resolution or law saying that, you know, these baby killing sort of protest folks shouldn't be going out and doxing people And that's what they did. They basically doxed him. They went out there and they gave him a hard time trying to get them to change their votes. That's what they've been doing. That's the whole plan. That's why they were their names were given out. I mean, that's why the paper was leaked, and that's what the plan is, try to get them to change the position so that they just use any, like I said, that if you're absolutely right. If that would have been a Republican president, and he would have said something like that, they'd be asking for his impeachment.
Yeah, they'd be holding the series right now. And I'm going to read you something. This is out of the Gateway Pundit today, and it's even on the Epic Times and on WND. I think this is WND's. It says Justice Anthony Kennedy, who had joined O'Connor's Roe versus Wade affirming plurality opinion and Planned Parenthood versus Casey in 1992, was the swing vote who notoriously wrote the majority opinion in all four of SCOTUS's opinions, establishing, now here's the thing that we have to realize, establishing gay cultural supremacy over Christianity. That's their goal. That's what they want to have happen. They want to suppress Christianity and right, and they want to do what they want to do because they want to have this evil way in their life.
So now help me. I must have missed something. Say that one more time. What are they doing, and what does that prove? Say that to me one more time.
Okay, the opinions that were written established a precedent that allowed the gay movement cultural supremacy over Christian beliefs. That was the actual outcome that's been around since Roe versus Wade came into existence. And look at the frenzy they're having right now. When we lost that, you didn't see people going crazy in the streets and burning down buildings. We lost the battle. You know, we lost the battle. Now for them, it's way, way much more addictive. It's an addictive, demonic, wicked frenzy. I mean, they're in a bloodlust right now. They want to kill babies, and they can't get. They're afraid they won't be able to kill babies. So in the process, they're going nuts.
I mean, like it's happening right now. This is another article on the. I saw this on the Gateway Pundit. You know, pro-abortion protesters gathering outside Justice Kavanaugh's house in D.C. Saying things like "no uterus, no opinion." You know that suddenly all of a sudden, you know, what's funny is that, you know, during that last Senate confirmation hearing, nobody could seem to define what a woman is, but they seem to have no problem now. You know what I'm saying? They're in front of Robert's house. They're in front of Alito's house. That they're in front of Kavanaugh's house, Robert's house, Comey's house. I mean, they're all over the place. And some of the folks outside of Alito's were saying, you know, I ain't going to say the word, but, you know, the F-bomb you, Alito. Tell me that's not intimidating. That they've got, you know, that they've called out the special units to protect these guys because their lives are under threat for doing their job. For you know that these guys, you're absolutely right that they have taken over. This is an egregious decision, the Roe decision. It has been egregious, always was egregious, but that just like so many other things that we allowed to happen in the 70s and the 80s, we did because there was a social movement that seemed to say, well, you know, yes, we see it in Christian circles. We saw, you know, an easy believism, a Christian light sort of, you know, atmosphere that, you know, a seeker mentality. And everybody just said, listen, you know, if it feels good, do it. You know, that, and that's kind of what happened is they just kind of had decades of jurisprudence that just kind of pointed towards, you know, the Constitution was a living document, which is not. And that we can change it any way we feel like. We can construct it any way that it makes our heart feel good. You know, Tony, that verse that we were talking about the other day, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. The reason we have a constitution is because of this very thing, that if people were just given the right, the judges were just given a right to make their own opinion out of thin, out of nothing, then this is the kind of decisions that we have, that always, you know, it goes bad to worse, just like the Book of Judges. It just goes bad to worse. And even with the Constitution, they try to find ways around, you know, a penumbra of rights, a right of privacy that is not there, so that they can go ahead and create social justice. And that's what they're trying to do.
Well, where's the, if I want to hide something, Steve, where's the best place to hide it?
I'm thinking you're going to say right in front of you, right?
Exactly. So, Vic, here's what I've noticed. We got Ukraine going on right now, and we got this special Nazi force in Ukraine that's controlling Ukraine. We've got our government right now, our country's fighting for the fight of its life, and we've got this Antifa Black Lives Matter movement that's controlling a large part of our nation, a large part of the opinion process in our nation. So they've got their version of it, we've got our version, and it's all being created by the same people. So make no mistake, this is a military-type organization running an op against our freedom. They're afraid of freedom. They're afraid of free speech. They're afraid of me knowing what's really happening. They don't want me to be able to tell you what's going on. They want me to be afraid to mention anything, because in that, then they have control. They have the upper hand.
You know, there were so many things we wanted to talk about today, folks, that, you know, that we were, Tony and I were actually speaking yesterday, and we said, well, you know, one thing we need to talk about is, you know, the Dobbs opinion, you know, the Supreme Court decision that is set to overrule Roe, and all the ramifications that are going with it, the social upheaval that's happening from these far left communist, you know, that have invaded America, and that we're seeing in the highest, you know, highest offices. You know, we've got to, you know, discuss the Dobbs case, and you know, there's so many tentacles that goes on. We heard some people saying, well, it might not have even been, you know, a far left justice or clerk. It might have been Roberts. Some people were saying. You know, for because he's about as centrist as you can imagine, and of course he's the one person that didn't vote. And there's that old saying that he doth protest too much, and so we don't know who's responsible for the leak, but it's somebody that is very antagonistic to the to America. You know, that an insurrectionist. This is pure evil, and then again, it goes all the way to the doxing of the justices, and it goes all the way. I mean, that we could go over a dozen articles about how the protests in the streets, that they're attacking and vandalizing pro-life businesses, you know, pro-life, you know, organizations, like they had something to do with this, you know, that. And so these guys are crazies, and they want to create social upheaval. But that was just part of the stuff that we want to talk about. The other thing we said, well, let's talk about, you know, this. You know, that I heard somebody say the other day that the WHO isn't the World Health Organization, it's the World Hypnosis Organization. You know, the hypnosis and the mental conformity. So let's talk about that a little bit. That there's so much stuff going on. We want to definitely cover the economy before the end of this program, but let's spend a few minutes talking about, how we got where we are. Why is everybody so crazy that they would believe so many lies, do so much stuff that are completely antithetical to their own health, their own well-being, and this country's well-being? Talk to me about that. What are some of your thoughts on the seemingly hypnosis state that we're in America?
Well, there was a report you mentioned in one of our conversations that they actually did a survey by nation, and they checked out, you create a problem, you tell them there's an unknown pathogen that's going to come in and can hurt them or kill them, and then you create the solution to that pathogen, but it has a price. You have to give up some things to get that. Well, they found out that by doing that MO, that modus operandi, that 85% of the people in each nation, no matter what nation it was, would give up their sovereignty, their rights, their freedom, just to get back to some semblance of some normal life. Now, that's happened over and over. We've had Ebola. We've had the bird flu. We've had the swine flu. We've had all these things that went around the world. So we've been conditioned to accept their answer because they're the ones saving us as they're building up to the big event. And now here we are, we go back to COVID. COVID rolled around. We needed 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It's now 2 years, and the curve's still curved. We still have it going on. But people are conditioned to accept the craziness of if you wear a mask, you'll be safer, when all the evidence shows out otherwise. You take this medication we give you, this mRNA modifying process, you'll be okay, when all the evidence is showing people are being hurt by it. But they're conditioned. And I mean, just remember, how many of you guys enjoyed seeing Cuomo on TV day after day with the little ticker running, saying how bad, how terrible it was? If you were the president of the United States, you would want to bring hope, not fear, not craziness. You'd say, hey, we've got a few answers we're going to try. We're going to try these things, and it may work, it may not. If not, we'll try something else. But we're going to get through this, guys. Just understand, we're God's on our side. We're going to do this. That's not the story they told. They led this whole story of fear, craziness, because they wanted us to be subdued. That crazy song from Grimes says, what will it take to make you capitulate? The definition of capitulate is stop struggling against what we're doing.
You know, what's that lady that Musk is the mother of? What's her name?
Grimes.
Her song, you know, what does it say? It says, what will it take you subjugate, or that's basically
what will it take to get you to capitulate? The definition of the word capitulate means stop struggling, stop fighting me.
Well, you know, it's, you know, that it started becoming very evident when you started having like Dr. Malone and things of that nature say this mass formation sort of mentality, which was obvious several months ago, and we knew something was going on. From a biblical standpoint, you know, you have this that God's going to send a great delusion, he says in scripture, and that those that want to believe a lie, that he'll turn themselves over to the lie. And you know that, you know, we've been seeing America go that direction for a long time, that the globalists infiltrated, you know, the CIA years and years ago, that Kennedy warned about this, that Eisenhower warned about it, you know, the MK Ultra sort of test that nobody even understood or cared about, that just had been determining how to manipulate the people. That I remember just a few years ago that Obama, he set out a paper that, or an executive order that says that you can lie to the people. That's basically what it said. That's that you can deceive the people for, you know, for health reasons if you need to. And the program that you were talking about earlier was the show that we saw on Mel Kay and Karen Kingston on May 2nd, I believe it was. And you can just go to Rumble and just go to Mel Kay and Karen Kingston, or go to the May 2nd program. And the NIH has on its website, apparently, because she was showing it on there, Karen Kingston, she's a pharma, Pfizer, former, you know, whistleblower person, and that she's excellent. They're both excellent. I love both of them. They're terrific. And that the and so Karen Kingston was talking about, there's this well-known historical, I mean, I can't remember how many nations had participated in these various studies, that the bottom line is that, and which the NIH was very well aware of, that the big takeaway was that 85%, there's this authoritarian personality. And it's not like, you know, people say, well, you know, Donald Trump's an authoritarian. No. Or that, you know, that Christians, you know, the patriarchal system is authoritarianism. Well, no, that's something else. They had defined authoritarian in this limited context as somebody that was susceptible to leading. We were talking about the Salmon thing last night. You know, the another study. I don't want to get too far off track, but there was a study that is very famous that they take like five people and they stick them in there, and they have four of them are like stooges. You know, they're actors, but they've all been told when they see these varying size lines to say that the first line matches a wrong size line. And so because of conformity, people don't like to be, you know, the one guy out. The one person that says, you know, I know that line is bigger than the other line or smaller or whatever, they end up start choosing the wrong things to be in conformity with everybody else. Well, this Mel K. whistleblower Karen Kingston interview showed that there was these studies way back in the day, and that were just very famous, the very famous reports that say that if you bring what's called an unknown pathogen or an unknown parasitic, you know, basically like a COVID-19 sort of mystery, you know, virus onto a people, whether it be Ebola or whether it be just something that basically is life-threatening or, you know, dangerous, and it's an unknown parasitic, 85% of people have what's called the authoritarian personality, which means not that they're bossy, it's the exact opposite, that they'll fall into line and do exactly what you want them to do, get rid of their constitutional rights, allow you to steal the vote, allow you to do anything you want to do, lock them up, tell them to wear a mask, muzzle them up, and then have them report on their friends if they don't muzzle up and violate the curfew. 85% of people have been preconditioned over the last, I don't know how many years, but that these reports show that a sure way to get control of a society is to, that was the number one, is to unleash an unknown, quote unquote, unknown pathogen, parasitic upon a people. And whether it's Africa, whether it's Europe, whether it's authoritarian countries authoritarian like communist countries like North Korea, China, whatever, that 85% of the people, 85% of the time, those people will submit. They will, for, you know, because we're all in this together, right? You know, you've heard that because that they're conformist, because we've been taught to conform, especially when it comes to something like a unknown pathogen or a parasite, that 85% will throw away their rights, will submit to whatever you tell them to do. And you have 15% that won't, but it's the same sort of numbers that you talk about when you see this, the salmon thing that we were looking at the other day, you know, the this well-known sort of testing that happens there, or what, you know, it's the conformity sort of thing. And it has to do with mass suggestion, mass hypnosis, mass conditioning, which our society has been well conditioned through the media, through government, through all sorts of different sources over the last, you know, 50 years. Correct? Thoughts?
Correct. Well, yeah, because think about exactly what you saw from, I think it was February to April, February, March, April, May, to like June with Cuomo. And they didn't take Cuomo off the air until he started way getting in trouble for other things. When the other stuff started coming up that he did, then they pulled him. But as long as he was effective, he was preaching doom and gloom to the population, and people were buckling like crazy because they
had nothing to do. Had nothing to do with science. What they did, they said, "Oh, there's this unknown thing." You know, they were telling, "Oh, you know, if you listen to Burks and she's back, or Fauci, or any of these fakes." They were saying, "Oh, it's so dangerous, you know, that it could spread to people, you know, that are asymptomatic." I mean, when have you ever heard somebody getting sick from somebody that wasn't sick? You've never heard about it. It's just not true.
No.
But they're saying, "Oh, yeah, you can, you know, that it's like this unknown pathogen that's going to kill you if you don't go ahead and do everything that we say. We're all in this together, and it's up to you to slow the curve or whatever." And so that there was this.
Please capitulate.
Capitulate. We'll take you to capitulate. And so this unknown pathogen sort of is a well-known thing. You can go to the NIH. Take a look at that Karen Kingston Mel K show. The other thing that they say that works really well to get people to capitulate is famine. That works real good too. That if you tell people there's a famine, that people will do whatever you want them to do. Apparently, authoritarian wise, you know, they'll do exactly what you want them to do. And so expect two things coming up real soon. Expect famine, and expect more unknown parasites. You know, unknown dangerous parasites, especially after we get through with this the amendments that they're trying to put through the WHO on May 22nd to 29th.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. And there's a ton more, you know, that the amount of mind control that's been going on over the last couple of years, it's rooted. I mean, you have governments, you know, ministries of truth being put into place. You're having, you know, Fauci's proposing in this germs program. You know, what is germs? It's a what is germs that Fauci's proposing? Tony, tell
global, global emergency response mandate.
Yeah, right. And they're going to create $37 billion to do things like having it was like 3,000 Facebook, not checkers, but like police to find out people that were, you know, speaking truth about, you know, his crazy stuff. You know, the whole thing is ridiculous. You know, that Pfizer, I saw this article today, admits in its own documents they can't say anything saying that the vaccines were sufficient efficacy or safety of its stuff. You know, the whole thing they just created, they manufactured. Like I said, that artist says probably not even a real virus. You know, it's probably snake venom. Who knows what it is? But they created this thing so that they could, you know, could pull off this global reset. That's what's going on, and that they're going to use mind control to be able to do it. Mass conformity.
Exactly. If you notice something happened last week, and I bet you no one picked up on it. You heard the beginning rumbles of Biden's media censorship police, right? He's starting this whole new Ministry of Truth, okay? Now, that got some major pushback. Three senators, Democrats, are now saying this isn't a good idea. So what they're doing is they're testing things over and over. See that we forget. Bill Gates has a giant computer they punch all this stuff into. If we do this, what will the population probably do? What will be the result? Well, if they miscalculate, they just go back and say, okay, we'll do something else. So they're talking about abandoning that now and going on to something else. They still want censorship. They just got caught with their hand in the cookie jar trying to do it this way. They'll do it another way somehow, but this one's getting too much publicity for them. So I believe they're going to back off.
Well, they haven't backed off yet. You know, I was looking at an article today. I mean, today's May 10th. And so you know, the article that I saw on today, you know, this Ministry of Truth, you know, it's actually a U.S. Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board. You know, like you said, to see what's, you know, to oversee what information isn't quote unquote truthful, you know, according to them, you know, they're the one that determine who's, it's like the, you know, what is truth? I mean, they're going to make a determination of what truth is. It's the craziest, most anti-First Amendment, you know, subversive sort of thing that America, it's as close to, George Orwell, 1984, as you can possibly get. You know, that the, somebody was saying that, you know, that it appears those in the regime, you know, the Biden regime, thought 1984, the book, was an instruction manual rather than a warning. You know, that's how they're doing this.
Did you see the interview when they were questioning Biden's Homeland Security director? They were asking him, you know, about the truth police and the one senator, it wasn't Ryan Paul, it was the other gentleman from Texas. He was saying, so if what you're saying is true, sir, nothing of what you guys release could be released because none of it's true. And everyone kind of laughed, but that's really what we're talking about. They want to be able to force untrue information as true and censor true information as untrue.
Well, and you know, I mean, that Jankiewicz, the Ministry of Truths, the person that's heading it up, this quote unquote Russian disinformation expert. She's the one that said, this laptop, it's all Russian disinformation. Nothing to see. Let's keep moving on. Despite the fact that it's absolutely true, would have changed the election, and it was tanked by the media and the Biden administration because they didn't want. I mean, it was tanked by the media because that they are in fact the Biden administration, and she's the one that's going to be running the stupid place, That's not just that. The whole Trump, dossier sort of thing. She's all saying, "Oh yeah, this is all true. This is, she's the absolute worst." But I hadn't heard that anybody's other than protesting against it going to get rid of this Homeland Security Department. Is that going on now? I hadn't heard that.
Well, the three senators are pushing. Three senators are pushing against it. But that's three out of a lot. And I haven't heard any congressmen talking about it too much yet, but I think if it gets traction negatively, they'll back off and they'll just wait. They'll still want it. They may change the name of it. They may not. They may change because the lady that they appointed also has ties to Ukraine somehow. I heard. Did you hear about that? She has ties to the Russian Ukraine thing somewhere. I don't remember what it was, but all these people are connected in some way.
I like what Tulsi Gabbard said, that, of course, she's a Democrat, from Hawaii, but she said every dictatorship and autocracy, every dictatorship has a Ministry of Truth, a Department of Propaganda, and Biden just joined them. That's what she said. He said, this is our KGB, our Ministry of Truth sort of thing, that we have become not just a third world country, but we have become a dictatorship. I mean, truthfully, we have. It's really crazy. And, of course, that's just all part of the whole conformity to the truth that they want to prove. They want us, and it even goes one step further than that, Tony. This whole metaverse, I mean, ultimately, they want to stick you on a couch, put you on a metaverse, and say this is what truth is. And you could be a fat slob that hasn't gone out and worked in a year or 2 years, and then you appear in your metaverse avatar like some buff guy that's got running the world and having a great time, and you'd be completely happy with that. I mean, that's kind of crazy stuff that they want to do. They want to, truth is relative to them. It's not fixed in any way.
Exactly, and see what they want is everyone remembers the movie The Matrix, all the versions of The Matrix, and the whole concept of The Matrix was you were living a life you never knew any different because you were living inside an illusion of your life. Well, they're trying, and there's a lot of people in a lot of pain now. I'm not going to deny, but they're going to try and get you to buy into living a life outside of reality, and at some point they'll figure out how to turn you off. I mean. You heard Elon Musk's whole idea about this thing. They're going to drill a hole in your head and insert a chip. The chip hooks up to your brain, and that will allow you to download information quickly. What they don't want to tell you is Yuval Noah Harari is saying, we will control what you think the same way. Mankind will be controllable by technology. If you miss that, then you're not paying much attention.
Well, controlling
the human race.
I was doing a little bit of research while you were talking about the possibility of getting rid of this thing, and sure enough, that Lauren Boebert, she's one of the firebrands over there in the listen, trust me, I don't trust any of them because none of them are going against the WEF, none of them are going against the UN. They talk a lot of talk, but she's one of the better ones, and she says in her tweet, "Let's get it done." House GOP representative introduces a bill to terminate Biden's Disinformation Governance Board, and what she says is this. It says this kind of stuff is terrifying. She says that we in Congress have the power of the purse. It is our duty to shut down this department immediately. I'm calling on the leadership in the Republican Party, McCarthy, he's a loser. Scalise, and he's a loser. And others, but that's who we got in there, to join me in calling for this department to be shut down and defunded. Of course, you know, the Democrats run that stupid house, and the truth is the communists run the whole thing. And she says, you know, no tax dollars should go towards that. This is really a department of propaganda, and it's all true. And so let's see what happens. She says this is a very dangerous place that we've come to. It really is.
People forget one thing. If you're a general and you have control of all your troops, you're not concerned about how many little battles you win or lose. You're concerned with one thing: winning the war overall. Your goal is to get victory at the end of the war. You come out on top, so you control the circumstances of why the war was fought. So in the process, that's what's happening right now. That little comment you just read may be a small victory for us, but they're still going on the war. They're fighting to win the war. We've been conditioned to look at the little victories as something really big. We need to win the war.
I think you keep saying
over and over that the train has left the building, and I agree with that. We're not trying to stop the train anymore. We're trying to blow it up or derail it. The train has to be stopped at all costs.
Well, you know, and the problem is this train is so multifaceted. You know, we're talking about, you know, the mind control that they're doing. But just think about this, that, you know, that it's way beyond what we can even really fathom anymore. You know, that what did Target do just did? I mean, I saw in the news this morning, they've got like breast binders, and what do they call this stuff? That they're you know, three things real quick. How the LGBT sort of crazies, which are using to, listen, the reason you have this whole LGBT thing going on is they're trying to pervert. They've done a pretty good job. America, you know, that long time ago, people like Marcuse and these other guys, these communists that basically wanted to destroy America, said, you know, we got to completely make them perverted. You know, we have to sexualize them. We have to have them depart from God, because if you get them to depart from God, then, you know, they're going to be fair game. They're going to be easy targets, just like Balaam and Balak back in the day. So that if you can't beat them with common sense, then give them to sin, and then they'll not be protected by their God, and you'll be able to take them out. And so for the last 100 years, we've seen America be sexualized by these communists through our media, through our, you know, promoting the homosexual agenda, promoting all this kind of craziness, you know, breaking up the family, you know, wanting abortions, all this kind of stuff. And so this, the LGBTQ, trans, whatever, sort of craziness is just part of that. And so and of course, by conformity, what ends up happening is the more people that do it, the more, that's why they had to get 70% of the people to take the shot, because people get conformed to it and they start falling in line. But that, three companies real quick, that you just need to get rid of out of your life because they're just the worst, is Target, Taco Bell. And what was the third one that was crazy? Well, let's talk about those two first. Target. Tell us what Target is doing. And also, look at the school system where they're putting the female, you know, stuff for females in the boys' bathrooms. Tampons in the boys' bathrooms.
Yeah,
women's products in boys' bathrooms, little kids' bathrooms, so that they can warp their brains and think that's normal for, you know, boys to be girls and blah, blah, blah. What is Target doing? What is Target doing to create this mass formation? What are they selling?
Target is selling a cloth, like almost like a diaper thing where you put on it and hides your male genitals. It makes them tuck up under you better, and you can't see that you're male. They're hiding women's breasts with these tight fitting, almost like a wrap.
Oh, binders or something.
Yeah. And then along with this, they're giving coupons out to help pay for gender surgery. If you're a girl and you want to become a boy, and you want to have your breast removed, they're going to have, some states are going to help pay for it. If you want to have your anatomy removed, they're trying to get the states to start paying for this. This is crazy. You said something a while ago. You said that they're talking about, you know, no uterus, no vote, right? Well, it's kind of funny, yeah. because what they're saying now is a man can have a baby, but he don't have a uterus. But right now in Britain, they're teaching that a man can give birth through male anatomy. That's not possible, but they're teaching that. So it's funny how fast they flip back and forth in this little dance to keep their little show going, because now they're saying no uterus, no vote, but you're also saying a man doesn't need a uterus to give birth. So which one is it?
So, the target, so I'm reading this from some sort of Red State article. It says, for a long time, women's undergarments served to cinch and boost in radically constrictive ways. You know, so like, you know, like the, you know, make you like a thin waist and, you know, big upper body, that kind of stuff. And so it kind of moved away from that. But now we're back. So that now what they're doing is that this is to confer gender identity onto, you know, it says right in time for Pride Month, which is June, Target will be hawking harnesses to hide breasts. You can't even say breasts nowadays, probably. And scrotums and sweater puppies, penises and mammaries. You can't say any of those words. So the bottom line is that these packers, you know, that they just make men that they hide their peckers, they hide their stuff, you know, and mm-hmm. that's what they're pushing. You can never get this stuff into real stores before. You know, this was stuff that, you know, weirdos would go to in places in back alleys and buy, you know, but now this is like mainstream sort of stuff that, you know, go buy this for your kids, you know, a list of LGBTQ holidays and remembrances is going to be, you know, that the, it's just, and if you look at the, you know, that the, I'm looking at some of the holidays that we've allowed to happen in our culture, or at least that's what they're trying to. This is the Seattle Pride website saying that we have in January the National Mentoring Month. That's how they groom kids to be homosexuals and transsexuals. The 16 to 20, no name calling week, whatever that is. That in February we have, I don't want to say that word. Then in March we have Bisexual Health Awareness Month. That we have by the end of the month, International Transgender Day. This is just through the first 3 months of, I mean, it's crazy. It's complete saturation that they're doing. So that's Target.
Yeah, and that, do they list the two companies that supply this stuff? I think one is Tomboy, and there's another company that does it. They're both gay owned companies.
So, yeah. So, you know, and Target's been leading the LGBT. You know, the people say, oh yeah, they can do parades and stuff. It's not a big deal. That's who they are. They're don't buy from Target. Boycott them. But let's talk about Taco Bell to host a drag brunch to celebrate the LGBTQ culture. And so, you know, that's just the latest corporation to embrace the far left woke agenda is this Taco Bell food chain, which they want to have a Taco Bell drag brunch throughout America. And it's just crazy. And so that it's mind blowing what it is, but it's part of that saturation sort of culture. We got 10 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about the economy. You know, one thing I saw today, Tony, that you're not going to like very much, because I know you got a diesel truck, is that come June, that you think the diesel prices are high now. Come June, there's predicted to be a global, but certainly an American shortage of diesel like we've never seen before. What have you heard about some of the shortages?
Well, they're producing. I mean, you have to think about it. We're not producing oil. They're cutting back production. They're penalizing people for producing oil, diesel fuel. So and diesel is our number one mover of product around the nation. Our trains run on diesel. Our trucks run on diesel. semis run on diesel.
Our farms run on diesel.
Yeah. Without that, you collapse the whole entire food chain of America. And,
yeah.
So create a famine. People will do anything to get rid of it. So I'm going to predict you're going to see a global diesel shortage, and you're going to see a big push on battery powered cars. There's going to be a big push for that coming up.
Yeah, they said that the national average price for gasoline was $4.37 on Tuesday. That was 4 cents higher than the day before, and 17 cents in a week. And then and of course, a 47% higher than it was just a year ago when it was $2.96, which was already outrageous. But now we're at $5.55 for diesel and over $6 a gallon in a lot of places like California and other places. $7 is right around the corner, folks. We're getting ready to have a global meltdown like we've never seen before. We've got employees, and I'm sure that if you've got kids, that there's this tremendous baby formula shortage. You know, some people say they can't even feed their children because, you know, that they've been told to, I mean, the baby formula is terrible, but sometimes what people are relying on. And you know what you got to say about it? Thank you, Joe. You know,
exactly.
this guy needs to be strung up is what he needs to be done. I say that from a vote him out of the office, because the truth is that this is treason.
He should be prosecuted for a treasonous event against our country. And
yeah,
this is prosecutable. This isn't, I made a few bad decisions, or I made a bad choice, or I got some bad advice. You are deliberately doing things that collapse the American economy so that you can foster the relationships you have with China, Ukraine, and other nations to become the new world peg so the dollar falls apart. That's the goal here. And in that, reduce the population.
We need to get to the point of the rule of law, and we need to try these guys for crimes that they're doing, that these are clearly treasonous acts that need to be prosecuted and pursued at all levels of of the, we know that there's collusion between China and all levels of government. Those that are participating in that need to be tried. They need to be prosecuted. And that the truth is that if it's treasonous, then there's penalties for treason. You know, and so that we need to get our country back, and the only way we can do that is by the rule of law. That we're losing the rule of law on a daily basis, and that if we don't step up and do something about it, that we're going to look very soon back at a country that once was but no longer is.
Cheryl, make sure we're on the end.
What's that?
The whole thing is we as a people have to start. We have to learn the word no more. We have to stop being so taught to be politically correct and understand that's a game played against us. We have to understand that we live in a nation that we're designed to be free people in, and we're able to say no sometimes. We're not going to do this. We don't want that. I didn't vote for that. That's not the way I hired you to vote. We have to understand the game has been stacked against us for several years now. It's going to take a lot of work to get it back, but I believe God is shaking the trees now. It says in Scripture, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. That includes the enemy. That includes the enemy. And they're shaken right now because they're losing small grips of power. They're still focused on the war, but their losses are adding up. I read today and yesterday that there was a whirlwind swipe across Texas where conservative moms took seats in school districts across Texas for the first time in like 20 years. It was a clean sweep that people who were liberal got voted out, people who were conservative got voted in. Now that's the hand of God moving, I believe.
Well, you know, the way that we make change in America, the only way that we know how in the past is by going and voting. Of course, you know, the problem that we have right now is whether or not that our vote matters. But that's what we need to focus on. We have an election coming up in about 6 months, and that we need to start recognizing that any changes that we can make, we need to make, and any kind of voting that we need to do, that we need to do, and try to make the change again at the ballot box. You know, those folks that need to be prosecuted should be prosecuted, and somehow we need to just keep in prayer the fact that that those crimes will come out and that they'll be dealt with. Again, that as we narrow down the path here and that we come down to the point where we have to end this program, that you know, this is a Faith and Freedom Network. This is Last Days News, which means that at the end of the last days, there will be a good ending for those that are Christians, the people that have given their life to Jesus. And that between now and then, we need to see ourselves as embedded assets, Christians that have been placed for such a time as this in a culture that is in terrible shape. We would never advocate anything except for, you know, a firm reliance upon God, and also a recognition to stand our ground. And so, you know, the bottom line is that we would love to see America return to the country it once was, even if several years ago. Whether or not that's going to happen, we don't know. But what we have to do as Christians is continue in prayer, continue in doing the next right thing, you know, really relying upon the rule of law, as questionable as it is right now. You know, the last thing that we want to see is you know, violence or things that happen that are not according to what, you know, the rule of law. And so, you know, what I think we need to do is really commit ourselves to prayer, really commit ourselves to a recognition that God's in control. And then, you know, and do pray for those folks that are in power, you know, that they get saved, that they repent, that they turn from their wicked ways. And that, again, that this country is returned to a rule of law. Tony, I'm going to give you one more word before we go ahead and close this thing up.
I'm gonna read something out of Scripture. That's okay. Is that okay?
Sure.
This is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, be patient with all, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. The important part, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecy. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. I don't know how that can fit more now to what's going on, but it's a pretty cool verse.
You're right about that, Tony. Well, folks, God bless you. That keep in prayer this country, keep in prayer this program. We would ask you to continue to just seek the Lord while he might be found. If you're not saved, get saved. Pray for our government. Pray for our president. Pray for those things that we can't control, but that God can. Until next Thursday, God bless you. Have a great day, and we look forward to talking to you.
Have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.